Previously on the program, we've discussed the issues facing new mothers who sometimes experience depression or anxiety after giving birth. But today we're going to focus on dads because it's International Father's Mental Health Day. 1 in 10 fathers deal with perinatal depression and anxiety, but many of them don't get support. Joining me now live is Ben Hancock, an ambassador for the Gidget Foundation. Morning, Ben.
G'day, Tom. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for joining us. Look, do you mind me asking, because I understand you've experienced postnatal depression. That was after your son was born. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about what happened?
Yeah, so when my son was born, he's almost three now, you know, I just felt like there was something not quite right. Wasn't connecting, wasn't really motivated to do a lot, you know, exercise personally, and I wasn't exercising. Work was a struggle. So, unfortunately, both me and my wife almost simultaneously were going through something mentally. And it was a pretty tough time, to be honest.
So at what point was it that you realised something was really wrong and you needed help? When did you come to that realisation?
I think I remember a specific event where my wife asked me to go change my son's nappy, and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't explain why. I said to her, I can't change his nappy. And she was, you know, she was a little bit confused, but she went and did it. And afterwards we sat down and she asked me what was going on. And I just felt like, you know, the way I explained it was, there was just kind of no connection there. And there was no motivation to do anything.
When you went through that, Ben, you know, what sorts of challenges or stigmas do men face when it comes to seeking help for mental health issues? Because she said, you know, your wife was going through a similar thing. So I imagine a lot of blokes who are feeling these thoughts think, oh, no, I can't speak up. I can't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the toughest part as well. And I think, you know, this specifically, but any mental health, and I felt like as a guy and as a dad, you know, I didn't want to speak about it. I felt like, you know, this was a female thing didn't affect males or dads. And so I didn't know what was going on. And so as a result of that, I just kept it to myself and battled through. And I think that made it even harder to deal with.
How are things for you now, Ben?
Yeah, perfect. I think, you know, through getting the support of the Gidget Foundation, for both me and my wife, they're an exceptional support foundation. You know, they provided a lot of clarity, a lot of support, a lot of other stories. So, you know, through that, me and my wife are all better. So it shows what getting the right support and help can do.
So what advice do you have for other fathers out there or caregivers who might be listening?
I think the first thing is to realise that it's okay not to be okay. You know, have a real, you know, deep dive into how you're feeling and make sure that you voice that with your partner, you know, with your parents, with your friends, you know, have a chat, and then make sure you do reach out to the likes of the Gidget Foundation, because, as I said, they're sensational and they will absolutely help you on your journey to become better.
Good on you, Ben. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks a lot. All the best. Ben Hancock there, ambassador for the Gidget Foundation. For people who don't know, the Gidget Foundation exists to support the emotional well-being of expectant and new parents to ensure they receive timely, appropriate and specialist care. It's International Father's Mental Health Day today. But if this discussion's raised any issues for you, just remember there is that lifeline number as well, 13 11 14.